Anti-Israel protesters place tents in encampment on Columbia University lawn. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 21, 2024. Anti-Israel protesters reportedly placed tents on the lawn of Columbia University in New York City days after others were removed by law enforcement officials. Video footage posted to X on Sunday recorded pro-Palestinian protesters gathered on the lawn of the university, with tents and signs that said, "End the siege on Gaza now." While you read, "Gaza bleeds," and admitted students enroll in revolution. Various groups of protesters could be seen in the video setting up and moving their tents across the lawn. Students were reportedly informed by the university that they would be allowed to stay in tents on the lawn for a week. A university spokesperson told Breitbart News, "Students do not have permission to set up tents on the lawn. Those who do are in violation of long-standing university policy and will be identified and subjected to disciplinary action." This decision comes after Columbia University President Manoush Shafiq released a statement on Thursday that she had authorized the New York Police Department to begin clearing the encampment from the university's south lawn. In a statement, Shafiq wrote, "This morning, I had to make a decision that I hoped would never be necessary. I have always said that the safety of our community was my top priority and that we needed to preserve an environment where everyone could learn in a supportive context. Out of an abundance of concern for the safety of Columbia's campus, I authorized the New York Police Department to begin clearing the encampment from the South Lawn of Morningside campus that had been set up by students in the early hours of Wednesday morning." The statement from Shafiq comes after more than 100 pro-Palestinian protesters involved in the encampment were arrested on Thursday. Representative Ilhan Omars, DMO, daughter, Isra Hirsi revealed on social media on Thursday that she had been among the students who were suspended from Barnard College in relation to her involvement in the anti-Israel encampment at Columbia University. Hirsi was also among the protesters who were arrested on Thursday in relation to the anti-Israel protest at the university. Since Hamas, a U.S.-designated Islamic terror group, attacked Israel by land, sea, and air on October 7, leaving more than 1,200 Israelis dead and more than 200 people taken as hostages, anti-Israel protests have increased throughout the United States and globally. Breitbart News reached out to Columbia University for a statement but did not receive a response by the time of publication.